Hello to all my Chavarim and Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on Shiurim and Mishnayos. We are today doing Masechus Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is in Daf Kuf Gimel, Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah begins, HaKosu Shtei Osu Yis Ben Biminu V'Mismolo. Somebody writes two letters, whether he's using his right hand or his left hand, and the Rav says, we're talking about someone who's ambidextrous, but anybody else who doesn't normally write with his left hand, that would not be considered a ksiva. But an ambidextrous person, no matter which hand he uses, it's considered a ksiva. Bein mishem echad, whether both of these letters are the same, as Rashi says, Rashi and the Rav both say, it means he wrote two alephs, and the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger wonders about this. How does Rashi and the Rav know that the Mishnah is talking about two letters, two alephs? But from the sugya, if you look into the Gemara, we see that the two letters have to be like the name of God, Gimel Dalet, or something similar, like a sus or gag, that it's a word, the two letters become a word. But Aleph, Aleph is not a word at all. Why should you be chayav according to the Gemara? And as Rabbi Huda explains in the Braisa. But it's only that the Gemara tries to say, according to Rabbi Shimon, that you chayiv even if you have an aleph aleph in the word like ezarcha, the beginning of a word. But then the Gemara pushes off that shot. So, going to the Maskana, there's nobody who says you chayiv an aleph aleph. And similarly, the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, paskins that if you write a letter twice, like, and it's one word, the similar letters like dud and test, tough, like giving, you're chayiv. It's mashma from there that only in these kind of things where the two letters make up a word. But aleph, aleph, he doesn't say it explicitly, Rambam, but it's mashma that way based on the examples he's giving, that aleph, aleph would be pater, as the halachos Maimonides explains over there. So what's shot here in the Rav and Rashi? Why do they say aleph, aleph is yichayif writing that? We have to be daichik that they hold that since the Mishnah doesn't, it just says stama, bein mishnei shem echad, one letter, it's mashmad, all letters twice yichayif, even aleph, aleph. And it's only Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa who says that they have to be like tes and similar, has to be a word, the two letters. So there he's explaining explicitly that a word, two letters that make a word count, but two letters that make a word don't count. But the Mishnah, which is not Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, the Mishnah is stama just saying two letters, is mashma in any event. And the Tesis Yantar in the Bayez says that Rashi and the Ran and the Rav, he calls them kol hanaviyim pe echad. All these big gedalim at one together say that one letter in the Mishnah means two alephs. And therefore, it's incumbent upon us to be direct, at least come up with some kind of explanation to Makayim, what our Rabbi Seinu, he says, Hashem Eimeim Anushaisim, we draw from their wellsprings, Ushmoseim Anamaskim and the Bracha, and we say, we remember them for a bracha. So he found that there is pshat, a good pshat here, because it says in Shabbos, Ayin Heim at Beis, Gemara says, Kasav Ois Echid Gidayla Kishtayim Pater. If you write one large letter as large as two, you're Pater. It's mashma, that two letters, the same, you would be chayiv. Even if they're the same letter, you'd be chayiv, because the only Gemara is telling you one letter big as two, you're pater. But the same letter twice, you would be chayiv. Because otherwise it should tell you a bigger chiddush, the two letters, the same, you're pater, unless they actually make up a word. And he says it also makes sense this way, that the reason you're pater from one large letter is because it's not like the Mishkan. Because there they would write two letters, one in one board, one in another board next to it, in order to match them up, as Rashi says there in Divrei Masal Kasav. And to match them up, it's mashma, they had two similar letters. And therefore, because they had to match one board next to the other, so they had two similar letters, and So therefore, there's nobody who says this in Gemara, only our Tanakhama of our Mishnah, it has to be. And this that it says, Meshem Echad, it must be Aleph Aleph. Because if we're going to say that the Tanakhama of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yud in the Braisa, and only something like Sus or Tes, two letters that make a word Yechayev, so the letter of the Achaz Gedola as big as two, which is mashmah from that the two elfim, two olives, you would be chayiv, only one large olive, you'd be putter. Who are you going to say that goes according to? Now, I personally have a little question here, because how does the Boaz explains that they wrote olive on one board and olive on the next board in order to pair them up? But when they take apart these boards, and then they're going to want to build the Mishkan back later, how are they going to know which board that had the Aleph is on the right, and which board had the Aleph is on the left? Okay, the only way you could say is that you put an Aleph on the right board, on the right side of the Keresh, or the left side of the right Keresh, on the left Keresh, they put an Aleph on the right side of it. Or to the left. They had some kind of simon where they put the Aleph on each board to show if it's the right board or the left board. And then they'd know but which is right, which is left. But it doesn't say anything here about location of where the letter was written. It's kind of left out. So it's a tzarchin as far as I'm concerned. Okay, continuing on. Bei Mishnei Shemos. So the Mishnah said, according to Rashi and the Rav and the Ran, if the two letters are the same letter, or you wrote two different letters like Aleph Beis, they explained Rashi and the Rav. Bei Mishtei Samamanios, or they were written with two different types of ink, as Rashi and the Rav says, one was pure ink and one was a sikra, which is vermilion, which comes from a crushed mineral. And Rav adds on, there are some that are garis, not Samamanios, to materials, but two simanos, two markings. Okay, that you're writing one for a siman, and the second, you're writing an aleph for a siman, and you're writing a beis for the second one as a siman. And Taisa Yandis brings that this is the lashon of the Rambam as well, simanos, two markings. And if you're going to say, why don't we see that from the ratio that it says a kosher shtei, you write two letters, it should be chayev. Why do we need two markings? Must be that by the ratio we might have a havamina that only when you write them together in order to pair them up that it should be a word. Like two osias they had in the Mishkan, they put two together to know which was the board that was supposed to be next to the other board. But if you write just two letters for two markings and you're not putting them together at all, each one by itself is its own marking, maybe you're not mechayev. Maybe you wouldn't be chayev at that because you didn't write a whole word. Kamash malan, that you're chayev if you're just writing the two markings. Or maybe you're going to say the other way. The havamina would be that since you're writing for a simen, you'd be chayev even with one os. That's a complete idea, this complete simon that you're writing. And you get that idea across with that one letter. So kamash malan, now you still need to, even though you're writing it for a simon. And another answer he gives, that he doesn't mean an aleph and a beis mamish, but something similar to that. And the Mishnah is telling you here that any other markings or symbols is also an iser, like the symbols that people write for numbers, 1, 2, 3, and not letters. Let's say you write 1, 2, you should be chayef. Then that comes from India, he says, the numerical symbols, and that's the lashon of the Magid Mishnah in Perikin Aleph Hilcha Shabbos in the name of Rav Haigon. The two markings when they're not letters, but they're a simon, like the nun hafucham that they have in the Torah. By even Soah. It's also mentioned in called Kisvei. So those would also be Chiyav, there are two markings, but they're not actually letters, and that's what we're talking about here. Now the Rashba likes the gears of the Rambam, that we're talking about markings, as opposed to what Rashi said, that we're talking about the types of ink, because in the fourth Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet, There they talk about inks, different types of inks. And in this Mishnah Gimel, we're talking about different types of letters. So it makes more sense that here at this point, the Tanna is also talking about letters, and he's not talking about inks. Lechem Shamayim says that if in the Mishnah Gimel here, we already told you that there's a chiyuv in writing two osios with two types of ink, it's pashi v'chayiv that if you write two letters with the same type of ink, you'd be chayiv. So you wouldn't need to have it again in Mishnah Dalet, the different types of ink. There it's talking about different types of ink, so we no need for that. So it makes more sense. We're talking about the, according to them, we're talking about types of symbols. Okay, b'chol lashon chayev. Mishnah says, you chayev no matter what kind of alphabet you're using. Rashi Rav says, whatever national nation has alphabets, Yechayev writing two letters of that alphabet. There is a rule in the name of Rabbi Yonah, Rabbeinu Yoel Bar Yitzchak Halevi says, no, except for the Ksav Ashuri, which, like the Ivrit, is written in the Torah, okay, the special block letters. If you don't write it that way, you only chayev if you write in Greek. Any other letters writing, you only chayev midrabbana. Okay, continuing the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lo Chivish Deyosis El Mishum Rosh. Rabbi Yossi has a different pshat. The whole point of two letters is that they're markings. As Rashi Rav explains, it's a siman like they did by the Kerashim and the Mishkan. They would always take it apart, and when they put it back, they didn't want to mix up with the order of the Kerashim. And Rabbi Yossi is telling you that even if you didn't write only two markings at all, anywhere you chayev, just like they did in the Mishkan. And but the Rav says, no, halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. We're talking about ksiva is letters, not markings. Okay, and he continues, Rabbi Yossi saying, Shekachai kaisma karsha mishkan leideiz ben zugo. They wrote these marks on the boards of the Mishkan to know which one matched up with which. Tver Israel says, because the boards in the north of the Mishkan aren't as Kodesh as those in the south of the Mishkan, because that's where the menorah was. And also, ones that were close to the Kosel Maravi were also more Kodesh. So they had to know what positions to put them back in the same one that they took them out. Meiri says, the Tanna Kamma holds that actual letters were written on these boards, and so the malach is called kosev. And there Yechayev only were writing letters that any nation at least uses, any language, any nation, and not just markings. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, according to Malach Shlomo, says that Rabbi Yossi holds that when you write two letters, you're not chayev for kosev, only for roshim, marking. And he says roshim, he holds, is one of the Ovos Malachos, since it was in the Mishkan. And even if you write two letters, it will be called roshim. You'd only chayev for kosev. He wouldn't be chayev for kosev, only roshim. And he holds that if you're only writing two, that's roshim. But if you write more than two, it would be called kosev. You'd be chayev both for roshim and for kosev. But the chum hold, no, roshim is a tolda of kosev. If you write marks, it's a tolda and not an av. Amar Rebbe, Mishnah continues, Matzinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. And that's our Giddush in the Mishnah. Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Yehuda. We find if you write only partial part of a word that's coming from a larger part of a word. Rashi says, it's only, he's explaining Rebbe Yehuda. And Rashi and the Ravik say that even though he didn't finish the Malach, he had in mind to write a whole long word, and he only wrote part of it, since that part of it is a word by itself, and it is used other places, Yechayev. And the Rav says that is, also adds on that is the Halacha. Tver Israel says you should know. It makes sense that if you had in mind to do a whole long word and you only wrote a smaller part of it, which is its word by itself, you'd be chayev. Because let's say someone has in mind to weave a garment or something that's 100 amas long, okay? And he's going to weave all Shabbos long. We're going to say he's not chayev because he didn't finish the malacha that he had in mind. No, since he wove something that even a part of it is useful on its own, you are chayev. And here's the examples that Rebbe brings. Shem Mishimon, the Mishnah says, Ushmuel, if you just write Shin Mem, from the word Shimon Ushmuel, Yechayev, Noach Minochar, the word you wanted originally was Nochar, but you stopped at Noach, Dan Mi Daniel, God Mi Gadil, and Tosfos says, brings from the Rambam, that even though the Mem in Shem is a closed Mem, and the Mem in Shimon is an open Mem, we don't worry about it, we're just worried about the fact that it's a word. Tetzer Kirega says he wonders, because it's not Miskayim Machamachar, nobody writes Shin Mem with an open Mem somewhere else, that's not a word by itself. Okay, he says if you write a Mem, open Mem, it's E-F Shlakayim Machamachar, it doesn't stand, it's not a good word in the place of a real word of shame, which is a Mem, a closed Mem. And it's not similar to someone who weaves two threads from a large baguette. That two threads would be good enough somewhere else, because if someone needs two threads, he would weave two threads someplace else. And that's like God from Gadil, that the God is Gimel Dalet, stands by itself from the word Gadil. And we say openly in the sugya that this Zos HaMeres that Rabbi Huda holds, that Sosim, and you made it Pasuach, it's kosher. Rabbi Huda says that if you opened it, the letter, it would be a good word, but we don't hold that way. We hold, like the other Tana, that it has to be a complete a word. So check the sugya, he says, Tzarech Iyun. The Meiri says, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev only if you write two different letters, and if you wrote the same letter twice, you'd be Potter. And by this, he argues on the Tanakhama, because the Gemara explains the Shita of the Tanakhama is Rabbi Gamliel. The Rabbi Yehuda is, excuse me, the whole Shita is Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, he's just quoting Rabbi Gamliel's Shita, and Rabbi Yehuda himself, Paskins Yechayev, even if he went back and wrote the same letter twice. And Yechayev, only if you write two letters which make a complete word. But the halacha is that if you write two letters, Yechayev even if you didn't make a complete word by itself. Okay, we'll stop here. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.